1. Ava from Colombia.
I got a chance to go to Toronto in Canada for a year to work for my company. I didn't have to go there, but I chose to go because I thought it would be interesting. And it was a great experience. And, of course, at the start it was all new and exciting and there was so much to see, so many places to go out. I'm from quite a small town in Colombia, so it was a huge difference. The most difficult thing, I think, was getting to know people. I think in a big city everyone's busy with their own life, you know? Everyone's in a hurry. It was really hard to meet people and make friends. Also, because it's really cold in winter, nothing goes on outside in the street. Everyone does things indoors, in their own homes, and that's quite a big difference. Sometimes you walk down the street and you think, where is everyone? And it was so cold. That really affects your mood. It makes you just want to stay indoors, and as a result, I felt quite lonely sometimes. So yes, it was a good experience. I'm very glad I went there, but I was quite glad to come back home again and see all my friends.
2. Nick from England.
I got a job teaching English in a town called Katowice in Poland. When I first went there, I was very lucky because I stayed with a family who didn't speak English, so I was really forced to speak Polish. It was very difficult at first. I couldn't understand a word. But because I learned Polish, I very quickly got to know lots of people. I think a key to understanding a country is to learn the language. Without that, you only ever meet the people who speak English, and you can't ever get to know the culture. Another thing is that people often go to places that are beautiful to look at, and that's fine if you're a tourist. But to live in a place, I think what it looks like is the least important thing. People are much more important. For example, I come from a very beautiful old town in England. It looks great in photographs, but there's not much going on there. Where I was in Katowice, it's just a big industrial town, nothing special about it. But the people were very friendly and welcoming. So I very quickly felt at home there and I had a really good time. I was supposed to stay there for 3 months, but I ended up staying for a year.
3. Jean from France.
I work for a large engineering company and I went to work in Oman in the Gulf for a year. And I had a very good time there. I had a good salary, so I ate out a lot, and at weekends I went diving and swimming and went on trips into the mountains or the desert. It's a very beautiful country. So, as I say, I had a good time there, but I don't feel I ever really got to know the culture. I never got under the surface of it. So, as a result, I remained an outsider. People were very friendly, very hospitable, and I spent some time with the local employees who worked with us. We often went out together. But I suppose because the culture is very different and you're working hard every day, it's easier to spend your time with other foreigners. So my friends were mostly Europeans. I know it's not a good excuse, but it's what most foreign visitors do. They end up in a group of expatriates and have their own lifestyle, and that results in them being like a separate community. Maybe I should have tried harder to learn Arabic. I did try to learn a bit, but I never learned to speak it well enough to have a real conversation with people.